Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and now we're joined by Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. It is the crossover, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. How you guys doing?
Oh, hi, boys.
Yeah.
Hi. What's going on? Sorry, I'm multitasking.
Yeah, I can tell.
We're getting ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, we're locking in.
We're getting ready for tomorrow.
We're getting yocked in for, there it is, the summit.
Yeah, baby.
We got a summit.
I tangle
Jack's
every time
restaurant.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Just too.
I bristle. I don't dangle. I bristle.
Why?
Because I know it's a soda water.
It doesn't matter. It's just a sound effect.
I'm so hard. Ooh.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. I'm not
Scotty Farrell.
I'm not trying to make a statement here. I just think it's a noise that people enjoy.
But do you ever think about cracking it during the break?
It can't be triggering.
No, because then no one will hear it. We're in the business of audio.
Right.
People driving around, you might be on the back end of their lunch break. And that makes them think, ooh, 5 o'clock's 3 hours away.
But you know what that is?
I'm gonna crack when I get home.
Just to not go back to work.
Yeah.
It's not audio, that's fraudio.
It's not. It's not. Because it's literally the exact same sound as if there were alcohol in there.
You're cracking it as if, like,
no, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
5 o'clock is coming.
You're
have
projecting.
Yourself a seltzer water.
I'm not saying anything.
You want that ass like fraudio.
I'm opening a can.
Oh.
Same way I do on you every day at 2.
You
like, come
up
on,
a,
dog.
A can of,
relax.
Of what?
Have some fun.
I'm relaxed.
You're
I'm
not.
Having a great time, but it's fraudio.
Are you having a great time out?
Thank you.
That's a good reference.
Although,
that's a good reference.
Last night, and I'm glad you brought that up because I was sharing with our group on our thread that I thought Steve Kerr last night was straight up trolling the NBA, the association. So Steph is not feeling great. Okay. And Jimmy's got a back, but he's going to pull through.
Sure.
Draymond's got ice on 11 different parts of his body. And so Steve is like, Phoenix, all right, you got book. You've got nothing else. I'm going to roll out a bunch of guys you've never heard of, and we're still going to absolutely roll you. For me, last night was Steve Kerr telling the league, your 82-game schedule is a joke. I'm going to play my threes all night. We're going to feature Patty Spence, who I love.
He played pretty well.
He sure did. And TJD on a pick and roll. There were multiple, like, Spencer, Jackson Davis pick and rolls. And, ooh, it got down to 8. And Steph is like, all right, I got 4 more minutes for you. Wop, back to 18, back to sleep. That game was an absolute Steve Kerr troll job, in my opinion.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question.
No reaction? No comment?
Evan?
Steiny? I mean, you watched it, right?
I watched the whole game. It was just...
What did you feel about it?
Like
what
I feel like it's a game that nobody's going to remember by now. Well, by 6.
I'll agree that it certainly, he did not feel the game was losable. I don't know about trolling, and I know you're kind of overstating for
a little bit,
but
yeah.
Like, you know, we were out and about doing that ballpark back nine thing last night, yep, over at Oracle, and so we went over then in the second quarter. Is actually what you're talking about is right when we walked in to the game, and I did sit down and I'm like, what's happening?
Who, like, are you?
Like last I heard, Jimmy Butler was playing in this game, and then Jimmy Butler is not out there, and then it trickles down from Steph's out there right when we walk in shooting threes, and then he leaves, and the next thing you know, you get the we're up or down by 30 with 2 minutes to go lineup, but it's the second quarter. And so, yeah, it felt a little odd. Because did you text and say the B team was in? And I'm like, this is the C team.
Right.
It did, like, that's quite a group.
Well, that's quite an insult.
I don't know if I said the B team or whatever, but it was definitely like,
yeah,
like, I
mean, we're a little sensitive to those kinds of things today.
I'm sorry. Like,
dude, I spent my whole life in the B team.
Pat Spencer's trying to take a power forward to the hole, and like, his shot is getting blocked the same way mine used to in high school, with other guys looking at you like, I can't even believe you tried that. Then Pat Spencer has a wide open layup to end the first half and just completely loses his mind and halfway through the air decides, like, I'm just going to sort of throw this ball to Jonathan. Like, it was just, what are we doing out here? This is not the Warriors. Who is this? It's not.
It's still early in the season.
Right.
So I think he was playing two games at once last night. I think he knew before the game that Curry wasn't going to play the next night. I think he had an idea that if Butler could make it last night, he might not play tonight. So I think he just said, this is probably the easier game to win because it's at home and will be fresher. So I'm going to let Moody, TJD, Posty, and Kuminga and the young guys see what they can do.
Yeah, I think he knew he was going to need him the next night, and a couple of those guys haven't really played a whole lot, so it was an opportunity to get him some burn. And to be fair, they're up 25 in the first half. I mean, with some of those guys on the floor, you know, the one that was perplexing to me was, I think it was Spencer, Pajemski, Moody, Santos, TJD.
Oh, yeah.
That's the white flag lineup, but it was in the middle of the third quarter, and that was the one that I was just, and maybe he thought he could get away with it. Maybe he thought that the Suns would just roll over. But that game was like Steph Curry's press conference after the game, which is, I just got to get through it. I'm sitting there and I'm sick and I'm hawking up loogies left and right and I'm trying not to cough on the mic and I'm going to be here for 4 or 5 minutes and I just got to get through it. And that's kind of what Steve Kerr did as far as his rotations.
I do think there was one specific thing that he was trying to accomplish, and we'll see if I'm right. Will Richards got to play tonight. Like, he was the one guy who didn't play last night, and it just seems a little out of place for a game like last night. So maybe he knew that they're going to be missing three guys tonight, and hey, Will, I mean, I wouldn't say, hey, Will Richard can't play back-to-backs, but maybe he might have gone to Will Richard and said, you're not going to play tonight. Get ready for tomorrow.
I think that...
Same with GP2.
Yesterday, Will was technically assigned to the G League.
Oh, really?
So I don't know, and I don't know all the rules and how they work. I do know that he was assigned to the G League yesterday, but then recalled today. Yet, in assigning him to the G League, he was on the bench.
Right.
He was in the building.
He was there.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
But he was assigned to the G League. Like, I saw the report. I'm
so
looking at it again right now.
He might not have been able to play at all. I don't think
he was eligible to play. So they, whatever the reason they did that, whatever roster gymnastics they're doing, I'm not really familiar with, but he was recalled again earlier today. So, yeah, I think he'll play a significant role tonight.
Yeah. Me too. Let me ask you guys a question. I don't know if you guys are going to get into it or not, but, you know, Draymond Green was on a podcast and...
No.
No.
The question is which one?
That's a good one.
His?
Anyway, he called Dak Prescott a bum. Said he's a bum and said it 5 or 6 times. And I don't want to go there, but what are the worst words you can say on the radio that are most insulting to a professional athlete? Because I think bum is top three.
Bust. Choker. And you hate choker.
I hate choker.
What about bust?
I think bum's worse than bust.
Do you?
Yeah, I agree.
I do. Yeah.
I think busts don't have chances to be bums.
Yeah, Great call. Great way to put that. Like, if you're a bust, like,
right,
James Wiseman, he might be a bust, but, oh boy, the Achilles, and he just never, darn it, he just never had a chance to be a bum.
Trey Lance, he's a bust. He's not a bum.
Yeah, but what would you rather be? I'd rather be a bum. Bums get paid.
A bum is
in the league.
I'd rather be a bust.
Really?
Yeah, because I think
a bust is going to go be at the grocery store.
Lucas thinks loser.
Wiseman's done
a loser.
Wiseman's going to be fine.
There's a word that is synonymous with meow, which we don't say.
True. That's why specifically Draymond doesn't say it.
Yeah, but he probably will.
No, but I mean,
podcast.
John Feliciano said it almost on our show every week. We talked about people who don't like the tush push. He said, "You people are."
I'll just give you mine. I'd rather be a bust because I just wasn't good enough. I feel like a
Markel
bum.
Fultz.
I feel like a bum.
Yeah.
You're not only not a great player, nobody really thinks you're any good. And then there's something more that's negative. Whether he used Jamarcus Russell.
I think Jamarcus Russell's a bum.
Again, if Trey Lance is a bum.
No, I don't think he is.
No, he's a bust.
Okay. If Trey Lance is a bust and Dak Prescott's a bum, and you'd rather be the bust, I'll be the highest paid player in the league. Go ahead and call me whatever the hell you want.
It's not about money.
It is, in that case, if you're not that good of a player.
I don't think Dak Prescott's a bum, though. Would you call Dak Prescott a bum?
I would not. But he did. I mean, that's the premise of the conversation.
If Dak Prescott were a free agent at the end of this year, how many teams would say, yeah, you could be our quarterback?
Plenty.
Right, like five or six or maybe more. So I don't think Draymond's right, but just the whole idea about the label and, you know, what you would rather be. What about being a jackass?
Well, we used to have a drop from Steiny,
and I don't think it made the trip from the old building to the new building.
No, we lost it.
Miles Turner, he's a jackass.
Why is Miles Turner a jackass?
Six years ago, Steiny had that drop.
It was so good. Nothing to do with Miles Turner.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
He was very upset the other night when he got booed in Indiana.
I know.
He did not enjoy that.
No, it was just that we were talking about. I don't know what it was, but I was just like, yeah, anybody can say anything about anybody these days. And it doesn't matter. Miles Turner was the name that popped into my head. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. You know what I did? You know what I was going to do this year? I don't know if you remember this. This is kind of not having to do with anything. Remember before Fred VanVleet killed the Warriors in the postseason. You remember how bad he was in the 10 games before that?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And you're talking about in Toronto? Or?
Yeah, and a little bit in Houston. Anyway.
Well, you single-handedly rallied him from the grave.
Yes. I went back and realized.
He went after him like I have never seen Steiny go after an athlete before.
He was bad. He was consistently bad.
Dude, over the 15 games before he got going, he shot 21 from the field and 16 from three. So there was nothing personal.
No malice.
I was like, he stinks. He stinks. I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He just stinks against the Warriors. He stinks. He can't shoot. I was going to ask somebody to clip that, and when the Rockets were in town, I would have played it for him, just to get his reaction.
When, but of course, Van Vliet was listening.
No, I would have gotten the tape and said,
"Oh,
you would have got a credential on your neck and walked over there and just played it right to his face."
I would have said, "Hey, look, I got to tell you something. I'm a sports talk radio show in host in the Bay Area, and I looked at your numbers before Game Four. They were bad.
Wow. Freddie.
And then hopefully Freddie would be like, I know, man, they were terrible. I'm like, hey, let me play you something.
Yeah. Tell me how my cash tastes. He makes about 42 large a year. So there you go.
I've seen him. He probably have a good sense of humor about it. Washed. Let's rate the words. Bum, scrub, choker, trash, jag, mid, washed, clown, useless.
Jag is underrated rough. It is.
Steiny likes that one.
Jag's tough. Jag's tough. Just like telling someone, like, you don't stand out at all.
Did you put soft in there?
Uh-uh.
Because soft is a synonym for the mentioned. And so for me, it's soft, it's choker, and it's clown. Like, Dylan Brooks is a clown. Dylan Brooks got a T on the sideline. Yeah. It's one thing for Draymond to get a T on the sideline. He actually was playing in the game. It's still embarrassing, but all right, Draymond. It's Draymond. You're going to play, and you got teed up. Dylan Brooks is in an outfit, and it's an outfit that's not the team uniform or a sweatsuit, and you got teed up. That's clown stuff right there.
The Jim Carrey glasses were killing me. Like, I don't know where he found those things, along with the dress shoes with the high whites. It was awful. Although there was one guy he actually did dap up after the game, and that was, of course, D'Anthony Melton, who they used to be teammates. But the thing is, I think bum is the worst for me, because it speaks to the character of your person as much as your lack of productivity on whatever playing surface you're on. Like, bum to me is just scum, honestly. Like, that's the kind of player as well as person that person is.
Hmm.
I don't know. What about you?
I mean,
I don't like bum.
I don't either, but it makes me think of, and I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Rocky all the way through.
Of course.
I know you have, but I mean, a little bit after your time, but the big scene is when Mickey comes to Rocky and says, "You're a bum. I'm not a bum. You're a bum. I'm not a bum." And that was kind of like the nadir for Rocky, where he realized he was a bum. He was working for the mafia out there breaking people's knuckles to try to collect for his buddy. And Mickey was right. He was a bum. So when I think about, "You're a bum," I just think about Burgess Meredith, rest in peace, in that scene in Rocky, Steiny.
And I was thinking of two things, and Evan made a great, you know, because I think it's important to be precise. Like, we brought up Nick Young. Nick Young's not a bum. He's a clown. He's not a bum.
Oh, he was a snitch.
Well, there's that.
That was D'Angelo Russell. Right?
Correct. And Iggy Azalea. Ziggy E.
Well, but Nick Young wasn't the snitch,
Nick
though.
Was not the snitch.
It was D'Lo.
Yeah.
He got snitched on.
He got snitched on.
He got snitched on.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
But, still, he's kind of goofy. But that guy hit some big shots in the 2018 conference finals. Like, he ain't a bad player, but he's real goofy. So that's why I think, like, and choker is something, like, I would, if I'm thinking of anything for Dak Prescott, it would be a choke artist, because he's a pretty damn good player in the regular season. But Draymond's point was, every time he's in a big game or at a big moment, he comes up short. And so I started thinking about all the players in the NBA that have the same credentials. And I'm just like, I don't know if you would call Paul George or Chris Paul or James Harden a bum, because those are Hall of Fame players.
Dak Prescott is Trae Young and Zach LaVine. And I'm going to borrow from Steiny. No. He's overrated.
He's better than LaVine.
Overpaid and overrated. Like, these are guys who make way more than they actually probably should relative to their compatriots. And, yeah, Dak. I mean, like, Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is being benched. I don't know if we all want to, like, ooh, Kyler's hurt. That foot. Feet are tricky.
They just went on IR.
Right. It's because Jacoby Brissett is a lot better than him. So they're shielding him with IR. So I think about Dak more in terms of, like, Trae Young and Zach LaVine. You're just overrated, Steiny.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. I think there's some... Do you guys come in with 49ers? Any 49ers nuggets?
Ricky Pearsall did not practice.
That's
again.
What I was looking for.
Ricky Pearsall did not practice. Asante Samuel Jr., who had spinal fusion surgery in April. You did? How did it go?
It went great. Well, a long time ago. No, I had a dystectomy infusion.
He's looking to get back into the league, and he's taking workouts around the league, and the Niners will be one of them.
Yeah, that, no.
Okay.
No chance.
He will be visiting the Niners on Monday.
I'm being serious. When did he have this surgery?
April.
No chance.
He had three picks in a playoff game.
Yeah. Not after the surgery.
That's a good point.
Kyle said, quote, pretty confident that Brandon Ayuk will play at some point this year.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, that is. That's good news.
I don't see anything about the quarterbacks, but that's apparently because on Wednesdays.
Yeah, you can't ask about the quarterback.
Do not
on
ask
Wednesday.
About the quarterbacks.
They're not really important on this team, Mark.
Kyle might get a little grizzly with you. I don't want that to happen.
He said he's limited in practice today, but the plan this week is to give Purdy more first-team reps than he had last week.
Yeah. Oh, but define more. Is it a lot, or is it sort of a lot, or is it kind of a lot, or is he a bum?
That's a lot.
Okay.
It's a lot, a lot.
But that helps answer your question better.
It sure did.
You're welcome.
I'm actually finding him more entertaining at the podium these days.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
I think that's just the mood. That's your mood. But that's not him.
He's not mad, and he's not insulting anybody. He's got to play this game.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be there.
Exactly.
He's not the first coach to not want to be there.
I think he also doesn't have the answers. I mean, the quarterback continues to change.
I don't know that there are any answers.
Yeah.
That's the problem with this many injuries. Everybody wants to know when Ricky and Brock are going to be ready. He's like, I don't know.
Well, also, I know it changes every week, but is Wednesday the day that they practice after?
Yep, correct.
Yeah,
yep.
so it's like, I'll tell you what I know. Like, if he's out there and he's limited, he'll be on the side, and maybe we can give him some more reps, and I'll let you know Friday.
But I also don't think that that's something that they just walk out there on Wednesday and find out as it's happening. Like, they go out there with a script and a plan.
Yeah, but turf toe is the injury that you don't know how a player is going to react after they practice. So you can't really promise anything because you don't know.
Right. I just don't, like, for instance, and I don't know the answer to this, but if someone's going to be limited, does that doesn't get decided until after practice? Or do you go into practice and you're like, Brock's going to take 60% of the second team reps, and he's going to be limited because that's what we're planning to do with him today?
Probably, but they don't have to tell you that, right?
No, they don't have to say anything.
I mean, couldn't theoretically limited be, we'll let Mac take 20% this week, and we'll still call Brock limited?
I think that there are actually some rules to it. Remember, the Ravens got fined last week for actually designating Lamar as a full participant and then not playing him. So you do have to some degree, be careful with how you're labeling things. But I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, I had no idea.
But you're right. He could take 80% of the snaps and be limited because he didn't take all the snaps. So that is actually limited as opposed to taking all the snaps. But just based on what Mark just read from Shanahan, he's not playing on Sunday.
Like, doesn't feel that way.
It feels like until he gets all the snaps Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's not going to play. And I don't think he's getting all the snaps. And so I don't think he's going to play.
There are some people who are limited today who they've already said they are, right? They've said they plan on Bryce Huff playing this week.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
He was limited. So was D. Winters and Tatum Bethune.
A little bit different, though.
For sure.
You're talking about linebackers and an edge rusher.
No, but he's also coming off of missed games, multiple missed games. So,
But if you had Brock Purdy play quarterback, you'd expect him to take 100% of the snaps, and Bryce Huff will not take even more than probably 60 or 70%.
Right.
Even if he plays.
Yeah.
Watch out. That was fine.
That was close. It was multiple drinks on the edge of a table. Everybody learns at a young age that you don't put drinks at the edge of a table unless there's a lid on it.
Hey, you know what I was trying to factor in?
Oh.
and I get it. You know, sometimes I know it's good natured. You know, I want to get out of here a minute or two early, and you give me grief. It's one of the reasons I love working with you guys.
You think it's good natured,
the banter, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, what about, like, do you guys factor in at all, like, a day like tomorrow?
Yeah,
no,
of course.
No, we factor in tomorrow, because you leave early tomorrow.
Right.
Not today.
And
no, but what I'm saying is...
And you owe us one anyway.
You're still in arrears.
Yeah.
How do you figure?
The Billy Idol experience.
You haven't
paid us anything for
Guru
it.
Guru and I get no credit. No credit.
Well, Guru didn't leave.
Be careful.
No.
Be careful. To be fair. You get full credit, and he goes out of his way every summit to say, you know what, Joe and
it's not enough.
Not enough.
So thank you. You're going to blow off the fact that upon arriving at this station for 2 years, Dan Dibley and I did a time slot where we crossed over on both ends every day.
Double up.
Every day, including into your show.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I know you don't.
Three or 4 hours.
I remember the six only summits.
Three. Only three.
And do you not know that every single day at 1:48, he and I are here with flipping bells on? For your show?
It's true.
148. 148.
Your ratings go up, too.
Yeah. Dramatically.
They do. All right. Ours do, too, when you stay.
You look like you're ready for Redding.
Yeah, it wasn't like a...
Dude, it's raining out there, isn't it?
Not anymore.
Yeah, you don't need the tank of a jacket, though.
I think I just found one of the answers to the questions we were just saying.
Oh.
NBC Sports Bay Area literally wrote this sentence. Purdy is scheduled for a limited practice on Wednesday.
Okay.
That came out prior to practice. So they do. That is a plan that is made ahead of time.
And I would use that. I think Dibs is right.
No, probably.
Yeah.
Like Mac is definitely. And we know sort of kind of unofficially tomorrow based on which one talks, right?
Yeah, they have been. They've been like forthright.
I don't think either
one
of them talked last week, though.
Mac
so.
Did.
I thought Mac did.
Yeah, Mac,
I thought they both.
Mac spoke on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
So, like, I do think they're not going to have Mac speak if he's not starting.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. When's Cosell? 3:15.
You already know. Why are you asking?
95.7 the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.